This is a Clearview original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine.
The Mighty Musca, who's it?
The Mighty Muscadine. It's a grape, and it's grown right here in North Carolina. In fact, the Muscadine grape is North Carolina's state grape.
I thought North Carolina's grape was the Scuppernong grape.
Shh. The Muscadine grape produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when it's under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a whole host of health benefits.
Well, that's all well and good, but in my experience, anything healthy typically tastes like dog water.
And that's the magic of using real natural Muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes have two extra chromosomes than regular table grapes have. Those extra chromosomes provide a much-needed genetic ability to help build your health. Unlike other fruits or berries, the Muscadine grape can resist mold, bacteria, and viruses without the use of harmful chemicals.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm very rarely in the mood for grape juice.
Well, good news. You can head over to MightyMuscadine.com and see that they have an entire lineup of products designed for everyday use. If you work out, they have protein powder. I know you wash your hair and brush your teeth, right?
Not very often.
That's gross. But if you're a normal person who does, they have shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste. They have a one-a-day dietary supplement. They have body lotion. I'm telling you, these guys have it all.
Sounds expensive.
Not at all. All of their products are extremely affordable.
Even for a skinflint like me?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I like you so much. I'm going to give you this promo code. It's T-O-D-A-Y. Promo code TODAY. You use that promo code at checkout and get yourself a sweet discount. And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. Don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com. And use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y. Welcome to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you can find us online by visiting clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you can help us keep the conversation moving by supporting the show. And you can do that by sharing it online with your friends and your family. You can leave us a good 5-star review in iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less for any reason imaginable. And we're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that. You know, today is April 19th, and that means our Date the Word is coming from 1 Peter 4:19. It says, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good, as to a faithful Creator."
Your relationship with Christ and the Christian life in general reframes suffering in our lives. We all go through suffering, and my suffering is different than your suffering, and it's different from the suffering that our listeners have at home, but all of us deal with hard things in life. All of us deal with, you know, hurts and heartaches. But a relationship with God reframes suffering in two ways. Number one, suffering makes you more like Christ. It refines you. It refines those sinful areas in your life and teaches you to rely on God. And number two, it gives you a platform to speak into other people's lives.
That's right.
If John is going through something and he makes it through to the other side and I'm struggling with that same thing, he now has the ability to speak into my life where he may not have had that before.
Right.
It equips you to be a blessing to other people.
We've said this so many times on the show, but if you're new and joining us for the first time, I think it's important you hear it too. The sufferings you go through in life are not just to get through.
Right.
They serve a purpose.
Right.
And they serve a very good purpose. And it's not always just to make you stronger. Sometimes actual good circumstances come from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we romanticize that, like, just you got to suffer because that makes you strong. It's like, yeah, okay, true. But that's so surface.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where God works those sufferings into something good, and it may not always be to benefit you.
Yeah.
Guess what, man? That's maturity.
That's right.
And that's good Christian maturity.
That's right. And it doesn't mean it wasn't suffering in the first place. I mean, we'll never look at suffering or hardship and say that is objectively a good thing. No, that's a bad thing that you went through, but God can take bad and bring good from it.
And here's a bit of good news. You can get these Date the Word verses on your smartphone every single day. Every single episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you in part by the Date the Word app. That's where all these verses are coming from. You can download it for free right now on iPhone or Android, and every single day connects today's date to God's Word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday. That means it's time to throw around a little bit of money.
I love that. I love that. That's going to set me up for success this weekend.
Yeah, I love money. So here's what I got. Actually, I'll say this because I've been a credit hog on this podcast before. It's very, very important to my wife.
Why?
Sorry, I got excited. Very important to my wife that I give her credit for this one. She was very proud of this. I think she's insane. This is a little crazy. So what I did was I upped the money. I'm going to give you $3 million.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Because I think this is a crazy...
We're living large.
This is a crazy scenario.
Okay.
You can't communicate with people at all.
Huh?
That's done. You can't speak. You can't write. You can't text. You can't think at people. You can't communicate with other people. You now have a three-year-old assigned to you who does all your communicating for this. This three-year-old is the only person that you can communicate with. You have to whisper what you want to say to their ear. But the thing is, they're not. They're just a three-year-old. So if you want to write something, that you have to whisper it in their ear and they have to write it down.
Hilarious to me.
Now, it sounds kind of funny, but it's like, think about all the ways you communicate to people.
I mean, we're communicating right now. You and I communicate on a literally daily basis because of what we do.
I just don't have a radio show anymore. My son has to do the radio show. I have to whisper.
You're not leading worship anymore.
No.
He is.
No. I'm not talking to people. I'm not giving people my order at the restaurant. Yeah. That's why it's got to be $3 million, because it's so insane. I would have to come to this radio show and whisper, Gavin, listen to me. Today's date the word is from 1 Peter 4:19.
Today is
Gavin.
19.
Gavin.
And
today's date the word. Gavin. Focus, buddy.
Can we watch Mickey? I
watch
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey right now, we cannot watch Mickey. Or like imagine Pastor Shaw up on the pulpit. He's like, all right, Gavin, listen. He's like, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I pooped.
I pooped. So that's a tough sell.
It's too rough.
I think I'd take it.
What?
Yeah, I think I'd take it.
Ryan.
Yeah, I think I would.
How?
I don't know. I feel like I could make it work.
You're pretty good at talking to kids.
I feel like I could make it work.
I don't have the patience. I couldn't do it. Imagine having to sit down and have a heart-to-heart conversation with my wife. Imagine budgeting our finances, for goodness sake. We would just be buying toys all the time.
I'm just thinking of like counseling somebody and you have to like give them biblical advice.
I would not.
So I like dogs.
Do you have dogs at your house? It's like I'm really considering quitting this job that I've been at for over 20 years.
I am a fireman.
I'm like Paw Patrol. Or it'd just be like, Paw Patrol is on a roll. I think I would take it. I would take it.
I don't know that I would take it for less than three. Like if for $1 million, I don't know if I would take it.
Her original was $1 million. I said that's not
nearly
enough.
This is for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah,
I think it's got to be three.
Yeah.
But I think I would take it.
David, I know good and well you would take it. He's like, yeah, heck yeah.
That was easy.
Nicholas, 100%. You taking it? I can't see. You're not taking it? I wouldn't take it either. I'm proud of you, Nicholas. You got a good head on your shoulder.
I think I would take it.
Let's ask Dr. Shaw, see what he would do.
Write in and let us know if you would take that deal. $3 million, but you can only communicate in any and every form through a 3-year-old.
Yeah, imagine you're trying to write a book. He just sends crayon scribbles to your publisher, to your editor.
I don't know. 3-year-olds are getting to the point where they can
type
pretty well.
Maybe.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's something to that. Write in and let us know if you'd take that deal. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
What's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm David.
And we hope you are enjoying the podcast thus far.
You know, we really appreciate how many of you download the podcast every day.
Right.
But we also want to remind you that we are first and foremost a radio show.
Clearview Today is actually syndicated through the Truth Network. And we just want to let you know right now that in addition to hosting the all-time best Christian talk show of all time.
Hashtag Clearview Today.
The Truth Network also, as it turns out, has an extensive library of Christian programming.
We really love everything they're doing at the Truth Network because the whole goal is to encourage, challenge, confront, and uplift listeners with the life-changing truth of Jesus Christ through Christian talk radio.
And listen, we know we are not the only show wanting to expand its audience. So if you have a vision for your show or for your ministry, why don't you consider syndicating your show through the Truth Network? Because they rely on decades of experience of self-syndication with a full array of features for your long-form or short-form content.
Make sure you visit the Truth Network online today at truthnetwork.com. Or you can give them a call at 336-759-0363. Again, that's 336-759-0363. Well, John, are you ready?
I was born ready, my friend. Let's hop right back in.
All right.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhinand Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show, maybe soon to be millionaire. Dr. Shah, I want to ask you,
I'm going to get millionaire.
$3 million.
Okay.
But this one's rough. That's why it's $3
million. Okay.
You can no longer communicate with people at all. You can't write a note, you can't text, you're functionally mute.
Okay.
You have a 3-year-old. That 3-year-old, like Gavin.
Yeah.
My son, he's your communication. So you have to whisper to him. You have to like whisper in his ear what you want to say, and he has to communicate it.
Right.
But he's still a 3-year-old.
So I get how much?
You get $3 million.
$3 million.
It's really rough. I wanted to do, so this is from Ellie.
Okay.
Ellie came up with this. I said, I think it should only be phone calls because he's still got to preach. He's still got to talk to people. She said, nah, it's the only way you can communicate. And I said, I got to up it to $3 million.
So $3 million, but I can only communicate through a 3-year-old.
Through a 3-year-old.
For everything in life.
For everything in life, yeah.
$3 million.
That includes writing, right? I mean, that's books. That's teaching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was.
Is it for life or is it for a limited period?
I think it's forever.
This is life. Ellie doesn't play around. I thought this was too rough, but I think it's for life. That's how you can be a 3-year-old.
I'll do it.
Dr. Shah, no.
I'll do it. Because if I know how to capture through him how to do that, it may become a bestseller.
Wow.
It may be a series of books on life.
Written by a 3-year-old.
By a 3-year-old, but I'm talking to him. And everybody will love it because it's like on their level. So either you can use it as a hang up or hindrance, or you can use it as a great asset.
That's true.
It's just
that's
a book true. Called Be Nice, Be Good.
Yeah, I mean.
That, you know what?
That actually, more than that.
In today's market, that would sell.
Yeah, and your son is pretty smart.
He's
so
pretty smart,
Jesus said, unless you are converted and become as a little child.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So I can explain textual criticism to him. Okay, buddy, you see the mistake? Okay, he made a mistake. Tell him.
Is that he made a mistake. He didn't do that.
Yeah. So, instead of Scrabble error, he'll just say he made a mistake.
He uh-oh'd. So you talked about
he made it.
He'll do more than just uh-oh. Yeah.
So you talked about my son being smart. Gavin is 3, and I was listening to the show the other day, and I was making fun of Ryan. And he knows, like he was sitting in the back just really quiet, which is very uncharacteristic for him.
Yeah.
And he was like, Daddy, I was like, yeah, buddy, what's up? He's like, why do you talk to Mr. Ryan like that? I said, oh my goodness. I turned around, I said, huh? He's like, why do you talk to Mr. Ryan like that? I was like, buddy, I don't know.
Gavin had my back.
He did. He was like, why do you talk to Mr. Ryan like that?
That's
like,
too funny.
Maybe I need to change.
from the mouth of a 3-year-old.
It really, I was like, I don't know. I thought it was funny, but maybe it's mean.
Oh, he's such a sweet kid.
He had your back.
He's such a sweet kid.
That is so cute.
Yeah, out of the mouths of babes. It made me, you know, it made me feel some like kind of like I had failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had felt like, you know, I said I didn't go into that dark place. But
sure.
I was like, I feel like I might have failed my son a little bit because I was bullying somebody on the internet.
Well, you're
or
in
on
luck.
The radio, I should
you're
say.
You're in luck because that happens to be what we're talking about today is the
you
concept of failure. It's almost like you intended that to be a segue.
It's almost like I wrote it in the run sheet.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dr. Shah, what is the daily encouragement you want to leave with our listeners and viewers today?
Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man may fall 7 times. And you can change that because it's not man necessarily. You can say for a righteous person may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity.
Mm.
And the righteous there, of course, is in masculine, but of course you can also apply that to a woman.
Mm. Yeah, true.
To girls, to females. So everybody can to take heart there. That we may fall 7 times, but we will rise again.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I remember, I don't know if you guys used to watch Peanuts when y'all were a kid, but Charlie Brown said it one time where somebody told him, you know, they're like, you know, Charlie Brown, I feel kind of old for liking this so much, but they said, you learn way more from your failures than you do success. And he said, I must be the smartest person in the world. But it is, that is kind of true. But yeah. I think we talked about this at lunch the other day is that while that sounds great,
and
it sounds like it makes you humble. I would much rather learn from the failures of others.
Yeah.
You know, I would much rather see someone else's mistakes.
It's a lot less costly for us.
Not have to make them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a place for failures. Mm-hmm. There is a place. I've had my failures. I've had my falls. And I've learned a lot from them. They have really changed my perspective on life, on God, on how He works in my life. It has brought a sense of humility. It has brought a sense of dependence on God. Mm-hmm. So yes, failures are very helpful. But if your life is nothing but a series of failures, then there is something wrong with that.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And if your failures are big failures and tons of them, mm-hmm. then I don't know what to say to you. Yeah, you need to reassess everything.
Yeah. How does the Christian specifically, when, because we work in a way that we are serving the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. Like even what we're doing right now, this is supposed to be a service to the Lord. And yet we do, because we're a show, we check the numbers and we check how many people are listening, how many people are watching, mm-hmm. how many people are responding, you know, what is the impact that we're actually making?
Yeah.
Because I feel like what a lot of Christians do, and I think what I've done in the past, is just make a blanket statement. We're here to make an impact.
Yeah.
But I don't check to see if we're making an impact. And when I do, and I'm like, oh, I didn't make nearly the impact we thought or wanted to. How does a Christian deal with that?
Oh, it's eye-opening. It's humbling. I've been there, and it really causes you to sit back and talk to God first and then rethink why you're doing what you're doing and what are the methods and means you're using and what needs to change. Mm-hmm. You have to go back to not only the drawing board but also from the well, mm-hmm. W-E-L-L, well, from which you're drawing, because you may be drawing from a poison well.
Good point.
And drinking from a poison well, you may be using resources and ideas that are faulty.
Good point.
So great, you have point. To really reassess that. So educating yourself, mm-hmm. seeking out people who are experienced in the field, but also coming from a good foundation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, if I'm going to read that person's book, who is that person? What is their theological system?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need everybody to line up perfectly with my theological system for me to learn from them.
Right.
I've learned from people who are heretics. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm going to learn leadership from heretics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I made sure I knew I'm not espousing their theology. I'm just learning this one element that is really good.
Yeah.
And then later on, I found somebody much better and more theologically accurate to follow. But yes, you can learn from anybody. Mm-hmm. But make sure sooner or later, those things do matter.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about failure today, and failure is part of growth. Mm-hmm. It is part of growth. And so I don't want to tell people, don't fail at all. Only one or two big ones. No, if you show me somebody who says that, I don't want to fail, but I want something big. Mm-hmm. You're talking to somebody who has their head in the clouds,
yeah.
or they're very naive, mm-hmm. because success by itself requires risk.
That's right. Yeah.
And risk, by definition, will at times fail. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, you have done enough research that you're taking calculated risks and not just risks.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about risk and I think about the things that we do here at Clearview, I think about the ways that churches specifically operate under risk, which is almost not at all.
Yeah. Right. There's so, I'm glad you brought that up. There's so many that are just like, this is the fund and we're not going to go any further than this. And this, we got to protect this. No, we're not going to do that. We've tried that in the past. I mean, it's just like this sense of being frozen, like not being able to move forward.
They want what's happening at Clearview. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to take the risk.
Right.
And I get it. Then learn from somebody who has.
Yes.
So that's the other half, the other side of this conversation. Mm-hmm. Don't go out there and fall and fail, mm-hmm. and learn in the process. There will be some amount of failure and falling.
Right.
Learn from other people who have done that, mm-hmm. and have experienced life and decisions and risks and got back up. Learn from them. Mm-hmm. Have mentors in your life. Have models in your life. Latch on to someone else's vision and see for a while, how did that work for them?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good point.
I mean, years ago, this is about 15 years ago now. I'm going back to like 2006. How many years ago was that then?
2006 would have been 18 years.
Is that right?
18 years?
I think so.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, this is 2024, 2006.
Yeah, 18 years ago.
18 years ago. I spent a lot of time studying Charles Spurgeon. Yeah, I got his biographies. I got books on Metropolitan Tabernacle. I even had his book called The Modern Whitfield. This is before Charles Spurgeon became Charles Spurgeon. There was a book written about him called The Modern Whitfield. So I spent a lot of time studying that and then learning some of those principles that he operated under. And I saw his failures too, where he failed, where he could have done things differently, especially with regards to his health. He didn't take care of his health as much as he should have.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, he died. I mean, I think he was in his...
He was young.
Yeah, he was in his 50s when he passed away.
Yeah. Do you think that's helpful to look... I mean, it's certainly helpful to look at the failures of other people, but I especially like that you're talking about an icon like Spurgeon.
Right.
Because I think we romanticize some of these icons and forget that they were real live human beings with real lives and real problems like we did and real failures.
Yeah. Did you find out how...
57.
Yeah, he was 57 when he died.
Wow.
Can you imagine if he had lived to like 77?
Yeah. The impact he could have continued to make that extra 20 years on this earth.
Or 87, 30 years?
Yeah.
Charles Spurgeon already made such a profound impact, but he didn't take care of his health like he should have. So I learned certain things just reading and studying. And this was at a time where I was just searching on how our church can grow. What needs to happen? Where am I willing to take risks? And what should I prioritize? But reading and studying, and that's just one. I studied many other people, many other famous pastors and leaders, movers and shakers who made things happen. And not just Billy Graham. Billy Graham pastored one church for a brief time, if I'm not wrong, right in the start of his ministry. I think he did that. That's it.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't study him when it comes to pastoral ministry.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yes.
That's a really
good
point.
Just because he was a successful leader and speaker and profoundly influential person doesn't mean that he is the best model for what it means to be a
pastor. Ministry or church growth.
Right.
But I did study him when it came to evangelism.
Yeah.
True.
Because I learned so much from him about how to keep things simple. I did learn from him how to collaborate. And I'm still learning that process. How do you collaborate for other people? Because that Billy Graham was huge on that. Go into a city, collaborate with ministers and pastors across denominational lines, across racial lines. So I learned that from him. And that's helped me tremendously in our hometown, which is Henderson.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have such a divided community, white and black and Hispanic and all of that. So how do you bring people together? I learned a lot from Billy Graham.
Yeah. It's a good point. And I think it also brings to light this idea that, you know, our failures... Not only, I feel like we've romanticized them so much. We've romanticized failing and then learning and becoming stronger that we have sort of neglected this idea that you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's optional. No, it's not optional. You're going to fail, but you don't have to learn every lesson the hard way.
Right.
Like you said, Billy Graham learned those lessons the hard way. You can read about it and you can learn from it.
You can learn from your failure, but not every lesson you learn has to be from your own failure.
Right. Learn from the failures of others.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, talk, subject yourself to mentorships, and make sure your mentors are mentors worthy to be mentors.
I want to ask this because I feel like there's an individual. So like there's this collective failure, but then there's also this individual, like either personal failures or moral failures. And I feel like Christians, a lot of time, we subscribe to this old idea of penance. We're just brooding. I just need to feel bad about this for a set amount of time. Rather than like actually ask the questions like you were talking about, these actual reflective questions that will lead me to an answer. It's almost like we need to just feel bad. We need to show God that we feel bad about this.
Yeah.
Have you felt that like when you counsel people?
Yeah. I mean, like for their failures, they want to feel bad. Yeah. Depends on what the failures are.
Yeah.
Is this failure as a pastor, failure as a father, failure as a husband? There are different categories in life that we can be failures in. So there are people who just walk around moping.
Yeah.
And to feel like I'm just, you know, hey, I made my mistake, buddy. I tell you what, but that so what?
Yeah.
Are you going to change? Are you going to do something different? Are you going to submit to God and allow Him to use your failure to bless someone else? Mm-hmm. Is he going to change your life? Is he doing anything in your life? Are you submitting to his work in your life? I don't know. So I don't want to be like that person. Mm-hmm. Just walking around with my head down, this renegade who just has his cross to bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
true.
That there's no joy in that, friend. Don't go down that road.
Yeah.
And some cultures and some strands of society celebrate that way. Mm-hmm. Don't fall for that.
One of the people that you have turned me on to in the past couple of years is Warren Wiersbe. In fact, I bought from Clearview's store, I bought a Warren Wiersbe study Bible, and I was reading it one day, and Dr. Shah said, you know, Wiersbe has really helped me. He's great in a pinch. Like, if you're about to get up and lead worship and you need something, you can always find that passage. And Wiersbe's got some great thoughts. But one of the things that he said that I think has really helped me these past few days, because we talked about this a couple of days ago, you know, he said that a lot of times what we think is humility over failure is really punctured pride. Oh, you know what I mean?
That's a good one.
So I feel really embarrassed about this failure.
Yeah.
That's humbling me.
I feel bad, and I'm just going to camp in feeling bad.
I want you to celebrate this for me.
Right.
I want you to understand, like, I've had people sit in my office because they made a bad decision, mm-hmm. and now they're talking to me, but they want me to sort of cajole them and stroke them and say, oh, poor thing. I mean, look, you know, I just, they're playing the victim.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you caused this. Mm-hmm. You started this. I am ready to give you encouragement, but not if you sit there and mope.
Right. Because, well, I'm not seeking your encouragement. I'm seeking your sympathy.
That's it.
That's what I want.
They want sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the salve to this burn.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the harsh love or the truth.
They don't want gas in their tank. They just want put some gasoline in my tank.
Yeah.
I'm going to smoke the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And driving down the road, but it'll still get you going. You know, you can put gasoline in your, it'll ruin your car.
Yeah.
It'll get you going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what your car needs.
Right.
You need actual petroleum.
Right, exactly. And I think he also said it best when he said, this is a great quote that Dr. Shah showed me. He said, punctured pride said, how could this ever happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
How could this happen to me? But true humility says, I'm really shocked this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I read that, I said, oh my goodness, this dude. And it's, Wiersbe's one of those guys where it's like, I feel like he speaks to every person individually.
Yeah.
I was like, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah.
That's what I should be saying rather than, I can't believe I let this happen again. I can't believe I'm so dumb that I didn't see this.
Or look at the other person or whoever is your superior to say, you caused this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you're putting me in a bad situation instead of learning from that. I've had people correct me. I've had mentors in my life who corrected me. I promise you, I did not like them. In the moment, I resent them. In the moment, I'm not happy with them. Now, y'all better not try that with me. I'll kick your behind. But yeah, that's. I was like, you don't understand. You don't know. You don't know. Given time, you go, they're 100% right.
Yeah.
They're 100% right. I just don't want to face the facts.
Yeah.
And that's the mark of a great mentor instead of somebody who would just come and just kind of like, oh, they're there. It's okay.
Yeah.
You did your best.
Yeah. And, but they do provide hope and go, okay, so now this, but here's what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what needs to happen for the future. So that, yes, they do correct me, but then they said, this is what needs to happen. And once you see that, you go, okay, yeah, I see my mistakes. Yeah. I see my limitations and I know what I need to do. So mm-hmm. I don't need to resent this person. I don't enjoy it, but okay. All right. And it takes me time.
Yeah. True.
It takes me time each time.
Yeah.
Very true. And it's one of the things that I've learned as well, and it's really helped me out, is knowing that it's not blame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't gain anything by blaming myself. I gain something by taking responsibility and learning from it.
Right.
And, you know, even lately that's helped me a lot.
You've said that before in times when I've been struggling, Dr. Shah. It's like it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's a different perspective. That's a different shift.
John Maxwell has a great book called, I think it's Failing Forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great book. I respect John Maxwell a lot, and I've learned a lot from him through the years. And he talks about that in that book, how, failure is not final.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't stop there. learn from it, change, move forward. If you don't fail, it's because you're not taking any risks.
Yep.
Is because you're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have come to John Maxwell and said, hey, I want to make a really, really good investment in something that's absolutely risk-free.
Mm-hmm.
What suggestions do you have?
Yeah,
there are risks involved. Yes, you may fall. But hopefully you're taking calculated risks because you have done your homework, your research. And when you do fall, you have people helping you. You're learning from them. You're learning from other people's mistakes.
Good point.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there in all those stages.
Maybe a future book club on the horizon, Failing Forward.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that. That's a great book, by the way.
Yeah.
Great book.
Maybe we'll bring that one in for May.
Yes.
It'll be a fun one.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's such a helpful concept, especially if you're out there listening and the failures in your life are glaring. They're looming large. Mm-hmm. Failure isn't final.
That's
learn
right.
from them. Learn from the mistakes of others and chart a course forward. If today was helpful for you, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. You can become part of our Clearview Today Show family by scrolling to the bottom, clicking that giving button, and supporting what this show is doing to impact the nations with the gospel of Jesus. John, what encouragement you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh, I would say exactly what Ryan and Dr. Shaw said. Don't let your failures defeat you. Don't let your failures define you. I would say get in church. Go and sit under some biblical preaching. Go and worship the Lord this weekend and come back on Monday ready and refreshed to hear some more biblical wisdom.
That's
Clearview right. Today Show.
Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.
What's going on, Clearview Today family? John here, and I want to let you know about a movie being produced right here in North Carolina called Resurrecting Eden. This is a love story. It's a period piece set in the southern United States between two slaves who find themselves on opposite ends of slave society. There's an executive team who's putting this movie together, and they're calling for actors and sponsors right here in North Carolina, Triangle area, and beyond. There's two very important meetings happening on Saturday, April the 20th. There's a sponsorship breakfast happening at 9:30 a.m. and then the casting call for the movie is happening later that same day from 2 to 4 p.m. And both those meetings are being held at Clearview Church in Henderson, but it is happening very soon. So if you're an actor or a potential sponsor in the North Carolina area, you can reach out to 252-572-2358 to register. Again, that number is 252-572-2358, and we're going to leave all the relevant information in the description below.